It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Woohoo! All right, so there's a lot in the stack today. And I'm going to be honest, some of it we're just going to kick to Monday. A couple that I just can't do on a Friday here. Important stories that I just can't do today.
Yeah, we don't want to kill the mood.
Yeah, and so we have to go back to Dan Weinbaum's newscast. I saw this.
What's in the rag?
Yeah, I saw the story overnight and thought, wait, what? Explain what happened, and then I'm going to pull up a photo to get a better understanding.
It's amazing that we never talked about this, but apparently we have all seen this. This woman in Ohio, it was on TikTok and probably on Reels and all this other stuff. This woman in Ohio was digging in her yard and found a rug and apparently something in it, she thought, and everyone told her to call the cops. And so they came.
Wait, she took this to the internet. She found a rug in her backyard. And
yes,
instead of thinking like, that's odd, there's a rug here,
well,
she immediately jumped to dead body rolled up in rug. And
right,
then the online community went, call 911.
The internet, of course, you know, reinforced all of that because...
Because anytime there's a rug that's been buried, it automatically is filled with a body, of course.
I mean, yeah. And so the cops came. Huh, look at that. Then they came back with some what they call homicide dogs or cadaver dogs.
Okay.
And the dogs hit on the spot. And, of course, this is all fodder for, you know, internet video stuff. And then apparently the cops are like, yeah, there's nothing going
okay,
on here.
I think this thing has had like 600 bajillion views or something, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think here's the deal. You guys, here's one of the tweets. I'm invested. We all collectively are watching too much investigative discovery. We're all collectively watching too much Dateline, where a rug just can't be a rug. A rug now all of a sudden, what, you think there was a mob hit in your backyard?
Yeah. Of course, duh.
Why didn't she unroll it or dig underneath it more to see if there was a body or not?
Well, Dan, would you be the one, want to be the one that found the skeleton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I want to read the transcript of her 911 call.
I mean, I would finish the thing before I got the cops.
I don't know if she annoys me or she's my hero. This is the transcript of the 911 call. It says, and I quote, "Hey, this could be the dumbest call you get today, but there's a rug in the ground." Two police officers arrived at her home in 15 minutes. The officer told her it was strange, but it's going to take more time to investigate. She tracked down the daughter of the couple who formerly owned the home, and that person said, I don't have any idea why there's a rug in the backyard, but promised to ask her elderly parents about it. Now we're pulling in elderly parents.
Now, wait a minute. This lady's a content creator, right?
Well, if she wasn't before, she is now.
So how difficult would it be?
Here comes the conspiracy, Sam.
I don't know. Cut your finger and dabble some blood all over a rug and then bury it in your backyard.
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know, like 3-4 months later when October hits because it's spooky season and everybody wants to know about some
ooh,
crime or some sort of something nefarious that went on. You then go out into your backyard and say, oh, my God, I was digging and I found a rug.
So it could be a hoax.
I believe this thing has 9 million views. It was updated 2 hours ago. She was asking for a psychic to come to her house. 3 hours ago, the digging paused. 2 hours ago, she asked for a psychic to come to the house. And okay, all I see in the text is there is no body. That's what. Now, to your point, Dan, as they're shoveling and digging, I don't know that I would want to dig a lot further down after.
It's my yard. It's just a rug. Huh. wonder why that's here. Let me dig some more.
I'm not
Does she typically just film herself while digging in her yard? Is that part of her content creation?
I think they found it, and then they were like, okay, wait a minute. Let's film this. What is that down there?
Fortunately,
doesn't pass the smell test.
We have been able to inform everybody that that viral video that we all saw and were wondering about, there's nothing to it.
All right. We are going to switch gears.
I hate to poke holes in it. Sorry, guys.
I know. And just know that the conversation that's coming, we tried to get every psychiatrist and every attorney.
Did we strike out?
We tried and tried and tried. And Dana does not ever strike out when it comes to getting the interview. I just don't.
I called 18 phone numbers.
Like, I called in favors. It is a Friday. We could not find anyone that really had the skill set to do this. We just couldn't. So if you missed the bulletin breaking news alert last night, I sat up and screamed when I saw this. It was from the New York Times, and it says, Los Angeles District Attorney says he is reviewing the Menendez case. Thank God.
About time.
Those boys are victims. If you have not watched the original Netflix documentary, and I rewatched it last night.
Yeah, you're not talking about the one that's titled Monsters but the other one.
Or whatever. No, do not watch the new crap. Although some of the new crap is what led the DA, like, look, enough attention's being paid to this. We need to go back and look at it. Those boys are victims, capital V. Interest in the Menendez brothers has intensified, writes the New York Times, after the release of the latest Netflix drama, and a separate documentary is forthcoming. But George Gascon, the LADA, said this week that his office is reviewing the decades-old case involving Eric and Lyle Menendez, who we know shotgun blasted their parents to death in their Beverly Hills home many years ago and were sentenced to life in prison. But I'm going to go over, when we get back, some of the facts of this case that you may have forgotten. First of all, there were really three trials. The first two in tandem and separately ended in a hung jury.
Yeah.
And they go back, Sam, and they speak to the jurors. And the hung jury was split right down gender lines, with the women very much believing that this was manslaughter. There's never been a question whether or not the boys shot their parents. They did.
Absolutely. They didn't even deny it.
The women wanted manslaughter. The men in the room could not fathom that a father could molest his own sons. We have so much more education and so much more knowledge about what rape looks like and can look like behind the white picket fence. That I will remind you, people back then could not wrap their arms around the fact that a very wealthy, successful
and it was disguised family, by the
family that had everything,
perfect family,
that behind those doors could be a house of horrors, which it was. So we're going to talk about the update coming up. Talk about the role the media played in this, because the media did play an enormous role in what happened to those boys. And we're going to talk about it straight ahead. 913-586-7798. And for the love, if you're a psychiatrist and you can phone in and be part of this discussion, we would love to have your thoughts on how the conversations have changed over the years. I think now we understand that these things happen in America. They do happen behind closed doors. They do happen in the shadows. And they do happen from wealthy families in Beverly Hills. We're back with much more straight ahead. Stick with us. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.